Three times more eyes on the road. And what are you seeing, Heather?
Well, we still have a road closed in Salt Lake City. This is 900 South. It's completely closed both directions between 9th East and 11th East. That's due to all the water that was used to put out a house fire. The street has turned to ice, and so they're trying to get that sanded and salted and before they reopen that to prevent accidents. And then you're looking at fog out near the airport, I-80, between Bangor Highway all the way out toward Tooele County, and it's getting more dense by the minute, so that could slow you down and lay down more ice on the roads as well, Eric.
If you're planning a drive from Utah County up into Salt Lake County and thinking about travel times, think normal, because right now you don't have any accidents or delays to hold you up. The 215 belt routes are looking pretty well, as is I-80 heading through the mountains. Len Thomas.
We're looking at Davis County. The fog in Davis County is starting to shrink now on the Legacy Parkway, but still prevalent in Woods Cross, and then starts to shrink in North Salt Lake. Otherwise, the drive rolling fairly well on I-15 southbound coming out of Riverdale. The heaviest traffic seems to be in Clearfield, past Hill Field, and then seems to ease up for a pretty good drive into the Salt Lake City area. Right now at Big O Tires, save 70% off select tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.